The Four in Five Radio Show。
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show, another 60 minutes of the best fall-related stuff. Now, as I've mentioned in a few previous episodes, my mum listens to the show every week, although she only ever hears the introduction because she turns it off once the horrible music starts. And I was told off last week because my introduction was too brief, so I hope that this one was more acceptable, Mother. Anyway, as she reaches for the stop button, this is Gut of the Quantifier.
Life can bear onward, downward. Stick in the water.
Gut of the Quantifier, recorded at the Manchester Roadhouse in March 1995. Now, I'm always happy when people get in touch via thefallenfives@mail.com to tell me about their special fall song or to make a request or a suggestion. And I was delighted that James Bowers, who appeared on show 13, choosing Spoilt Victorian Child as his special fall song, got back in touch to suggest that I play something by The Cool Greenhouse, a band which he thought had a certain fallness about their sound. And I'm happy to do that. This is Cardboard Man.
Did not have sexual relations with that woman or with that pig. Now for tomatoes, the cardboard man. For all your tomatoes, as hard as you can. And if you've got a lettuce, we can throw that too. Ah, throw your vegetables at this cardboard fool.
Cardboard Man by The Cool Greenhouse, suggested by James Bowers. And that's taken from The Cool Greenhouse's eponymous debut album, released in May 2020, which is available via Bandcamp. Now to another Fall live track. This is Kicker Conspiracy, recorded in New Jersey in 1983.
Kicker! Kick Conspiracy! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy! J-Hills! Titanic Wayne as Slickers! Take on team! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy in the marble halls of the charm school! Our style is punished! And the marble military of the FA Bros! Our style can't be punished! And their guest is the Euro State Magnates! Incorporates you! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy in the Bulls Club, those bastards rule! How Blair is punished! And his downfall was oblong gold! That's none of your business! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy! Kicker! Kick Conspiracy! Kicker! Conspiracy, kicker, kick conspiracy, football fan at the bus stop. A leg stretched in the Christmas rush. A hat in his hands, two calls for cans. Sung to himself at the back, at the top. Modifications on the club units. Plastic slime partitions. Cocktail zigzag shooter bar. Pat McCart, the very famous sports reporter, is talking there. Remember, you are aboard. Remember, the police are off. Remember, they are unemployed. Remember, my expense account, hot dogs and seat for Mr. Hog. Hot dogs and seat for Mr. Hog. And his grotty spawn. Just both ground units and how style is punished. Conspiracy, kick off!
Kicker Conspiracy, recorded at City Gardens in Trenton, New Jersey, on the 30th of April 1983. I'm now going to return to the Velvet Underground, a significant influence, of course, on MES and The Fall. And my personal favourite album of theirs is the excellent live LP 1969, which was released in 1974. From it, this is Lisa Says.
Lisa says on a night like this, be so nice if you give me a kiss. And Lisa says for just one little smile, I'll sit next to you for a little while. Lisa says, Lisa says, Lisa says, Lisa says, Lisa says you must be some kind of fool, the way you treat everybody so cruel. And Lisa says you must be funny kind of guy, the way you're always staring at the sky. Lisa says, we'll be right back.
mystery band in a New York way. Rock and roll, but not like the rest. And to me, America at its best. How in the world were they making that sound? Velvet Underground, a spooky tone on a Fender bass. Played less notes and left more space. Stayed kinda still, looked kinda shy. Kinda far away, kinda dignified. How in the world were they making that sound? Velvet Underground, well you could look at that band and wonder where all that sound was coming from. With just four people there, twangy sounds of the cheapest types, sounds as stark as black and white stripes. Bold and brash, sharp and rude, like the heat's turned off and you're low on food. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground, like this. Tuck and Sally inside, she's cooking for the down five. She's staring at Miss Rayon, she's busy licking up her pusher's hand. I'm searching for my mainline. I said I could hear sideways. I said I could hear sideways. She does it just like Sister A said. All right. Cheapest kind, like guitar sale $29.99. Bold and brash, stock and still, like the heat's turned off and you can't pay the bill. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet on the ground, both guitars got the first tone on. Drummer standing upright, pounding along. A howl, a tone, a feedback whine. Biker boys meet the college kind. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground, a wild, wild party when it starts to unwind. Close encounter of the thirdest kind. On the bandstand moving, everybody moving. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground.
That was Jonathan Richman's tribute to Velvet Underground from his 1992 I, Jonathan album. And the song, of course, includes a brief diversion into the VU's Sister Ray. And before that, you heard Lisa Says, recorded in San Francisco in November 1969. Throughout the Fall's history, new songs often appeared under working titles that were different to the final official releases. One example of this is Sir William Ray, which, in some early versions, went by the title Grey.
Glaciers destroyed as grey were born, from water, from depths, and sea, and grey mountains.
Grey, the days today. Grey, grey today.
We're born from water, depths and mounts, glaciers, etc. And your replacement,
Ray, you'll learn to embrace Ray, the species.
Destroyed as you born from water, depths and air, mountains and your replacements of your species.
Great.
grey, the American spelling of the colour, and that was a studio outtake of what would become Sir William Ray. Now, for those of you that like a bit of Motorik-driven krautrock, I'm sure you'll enjoy this.
We'll be right back.
Forces at Work by the Feelies from their 1980 debut LP Crazy Rhythms. Now we're going to hear a couple of four songs recorded at Fibbers in York in 2013.
Yeah.
Falls cover of The Sonics' Strychnine, recorded at Fibbers in York on the 9th of May 2013, and that was preceded by a theme from Sparta FC from the same performance. Now for this week's My Special Fall Song feature, and my guest this week is journalist, author and filmmaker John Ronson.
Hi, this is John Ronson. My Special Fall Song isn't the song that got me into the fall, which was Eat Yourself Fitter. That was my gateway song. But it's the song that I think, like a lot of people, including I think John Peel, thought was the moment that they thought, whoa, they're not just good, there's actually something extraordinary going on. Container Drivers. It's got none of the magical realism of some of his other songs. It's just this kind of visceral journalism of life as a container driver. Which I suppose it's in the tradition of songs like Convoy that were novelty hits of the time. It's just these incredible little phrases that totally bring to life what it must feel like to do that job. The gripes and the physical discomfort and the frustrations, but also the freedom. In fact, on the annotated fall site, I think there's a comment from a container driver who says that it's very accurate to what that job feels like. I also like how Marky Smith appears as a cameo in the lyrics. He's the customs bastard hanging around like clowns. And he was a customs officer for a while. And also it's just a great, fun rockabilly song.
John Ronson's special fall song, Container Drivers, and that version was recorded in Tuts in Chicago in July 1981, the gig where the opening two songs of A Part of America Therein were recorded. Very many thanks to John for his contribution, and of course if you'd like to record yourself talking about your special fall song, then you can send it to thefallinfives@mail.com. I've recently been delving into the back catalogue of Guided by Voices. In the same way as MES, or The Wedding Presents' David Gedge, Robert Pollard has been the sole constant feature in the band's long and varied career. And like The Fall, they have a rather dauntingly expansive back catalogue, one that I'm only just starting to get to grips with. Here are two of my favourites so far.
Yeah.
Hey Hey Spaceman from Guided by Voices' debut album Devil Between My Toes. And before that you heard Exit Flagger from their 1992 LP Propeller. Recently it was the fourth anniversary of the release of the final Fall album New Facts Emerge, something that those of you who follow me on social media will probably have seen me post about. I've listened to the album a lot over the last week or so and I still love it to bits. And from it, this is the jaunty and joyful Gibbous Gibson and Grounds Boy. Thanks for listening.
Talks to the tattooed militia. He goes, he rolls his eyes. Gibbous Gibson strikes again. Gibbous Gibson strikes again. Gibbous Gibson strikes again. His future misses appointments for his neck prescription. For his ointment, Gibbous Gibson strikes again. Gibbous Gibson strikes again. In the pack, he flies there. And another rolls his eyes. I'm sorry. Life's gone.
The Fall in Fives Radio Show.